Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes, streaming on Hulu. Now it's Chris Harrington on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show, presented by Church Health, caring for people all around us. Give today at churchhealth.org.
He is on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone line. It is Chris Harrington. Chris, what are we listening to?
Duffy's Blues by an East LA 60s garage rock band called The Premieres. One of my favorite instrumentals, always fine, soothing, especially on days when words seem insufficient.
You did, and you don't often, but you did tweet yesterday something in response to Bill Lee's comments. What were your thoughts?
I mean, it was the fourth time that had been retweeted into my feed, and I finally lost the willpower not to respond to it, which is, I don't know. I go back and forth on the, I mean, I'll get into the specifics of the what happened, and I don't mind doing so, but just the notion of tweeting about stuff like that, I find myself doing it less and less, and sometimes I lose the willpower not to, and I'm never sure there's any point to it other than to get people to argue with you on social media, which I find to be a particularly terrible waste of time and way to spend your time. On the other hand, as a public person in the world, it feels like you should, like, you know, say what you believe, too. So I sort of go back and forth on that. You know, I mean, it's terrible, obviously. The cycle of the whole thing is all too familiar. And it's just a small thing, maybe, ultimately. But when you see the sort of rote recitation of thoughts and prayers by people in power who have no intention of doing anything, to me, in a moment like that, to not follow that up with action is a kind of obscenity. And so I responded to that obscenity from our governor. You know, I'm under no illusion that any one change to our gun laws is going to wipe away what happened yesterday. But there are a battery of things that we could and should do that would collectively chip away at the problem, whether that's background checks, waiting periods, you know, these red flag laws, which sometimes work and sometimes don't. Age limits, assault weapon bans, large capacity magazine bans, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I think, you know, we're not going to change our gun culture in an instant, but we should at least work towards standard gun laws, even incrementally. And one of our problems is we have too many politicians who aren't just standing in the way of that, but are actively pushing the other way, including our governor.
Well, and the as I sort of emphasize, because I, like you, I did argue on Twitter a little bit last night, but then this, when I opened the show today, I tried to point out that almost all of us agree on almost all of this stuff. Like, it's 90% of America, gun owners and non-gun owners, agree on the wisdom of background checks. And so that's what is particularly frustrating, is it really is not like two sides. There's one side, and then there's politicians who refuse to do anything because of the gun lobby. It's really extraordinary, and as you point out, are going the other way, you know, all the time.
Yeah, no, I mean, our gun laws have gotten more promiscuous and more I in my mind, reckless in Tennessee. And just, you know, I mean, our gun culture is so deep and so profound, it's hard to turn it around. But I mean, there's so many of these little things. I think you would get, if we had a representative democracy that was functional, like, we would come together and do a lot of this stuff. You know, I don't think anyone should be able to walk into a store and buy an assault rifle. So I think we can get a strong majority to agree that, like, when you turn 18, you shouldn't be able to just walk in and do that without any kind of background check or serious licensing process. I believe in representative democracy, but it's not functioning properly right now, especially around this issue, among others.
Well, that's the problem, is that it really feels like the root of our issue right now is the state of our democracy. And that is a real challenge. Moving on to Ja Morant was named second team all NBA. Did you expect that's where he would land? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that was the expected landing spot for that. I think he was on the path to being first team before the injury happened late in the season. And then the combination of his injury and then, you know, Phoenix. I think Ja Morant was a better basketball player last season than Devin Booker. But Devin Booker played more games on a team with a better record, and that's what got him across the finish line ultimately over Ja Morant. And so I think second team was the likely landing spot and the correct one. That's where I would have put him as well. And so good for him. Only the third Grizzly to make an all-NBA team. Only the second Grizzly to make second team or better. Mark Gasol made a second and a first. So, like, Ja's still chasing some stuff, you know, that, you know, which is good. He's young. He's got goals ahead of him. Still chasing some stuff to do stuff that hasn't been done. But got into the small circle with the all-NBA and had more MVP votes this season, more total MVP vote points this season than all other Grizzlies combined. So there was that. That was a breakthrough.
First team was Giannis, Luka, Jokic, Jason Tatum, and Devin Booker. That would have been your first team?
I don't remember how I did that. The problem with it was the question of Embiid and Jokic.
Right.
And whether you were going to have two centers and call one of them a forward. If you look at the total vote totals, Embiid had more vote total than I think Tatum did, but slotted at center and behind Jokic there. I don't remember how I, you know, I didn't have a vote, obviously. I did write something about that late in the season.
Right.
And I don't remember what I wrote, but if it wasn't that, it was Embiid and then Tatum second team, but I think that's all fine.
The second team then was Embiid, Morant, Durant, Curry, and DeRozan. Third team, Karl Anthony Towns, LeBron, Chris Paul, Trae Young, Pascal Siakam. Anything stick out to you there?
I'm trying to, again, I should probably have looked up what I wrote late in the season. I don't think I had Trae Young on any of my teams, but I certainly have no particular argument with that. He put up huge numbers. Atlanta's offense was great, and he was the reason it was great. And so that's all fine. Those are all really good basketball players. Good for them.
LeBron's 18th year, by the way, all NBA. And as I've noted earlier, all five players on the first team, 27 or younger, for the first time since 1954-55. So it does feel like, doesn't it? There is a sort of shifting of generations here a little bit. Steph, Durant, LeBron, like, it seemed to be easing out, and that next group of Tatum and Embiid and Giannis, that's sort of the middle class, and then there's these youngsters like Jack coming along behind him.
Yeah, and you look, I mean, Giannis was the reigning finals MVP, the reigning, until someone wins the title this year, he's the guy who's got the belt right now. Jokic has won back-to-back MVPs. You've got Tatum and Doncic both in the conference finals. And so, I mean, not only these guys emerging in terms of putting up numbers, but in terms of the things that really mark being the elite players in the league, I mean, they're sort of ascending to that tier. And Ja Morant, like a half step behind those four in terms of, you know, the accolades and the team success, but like only a half step at this point.
Explain how it works with Ja and the Super Max. Again, this particular all-NBA appearance does not help him get any richer. Is that right?
That's correct. It's all-NBA in the year before the extension starts. Not before you sign it. He'll sign the extension in the summer, but it won't start next season. It'll start a year later. And so players like Trae Young and Luka Doncic, their Supermax is kicked in with this. Ja would have to wait a year for it, for he'd have to be all NBA next season for a Supermax to kick in.
And the difference is fundamentally 5 years, 186 for a max, 5 years, 223 for a Supermax. So if Ja happens to be, God forbid, but happens to be injured for half the year next year and doesn't make, by the way, is it first, second, or third team? Do you know the answer to that?
Yeah, it's any of the All-NBA.
And doesn't make first, second, or third team, it won't kick in, right? It's just the luck of the...
Yeah, and he doesn't have to get injured to not make All-NBA. There's lots of good players out there. And so, yeah.
Well, and players will be back next year, too. You know, who knows? Kyrie may, you know, he'll be whatever. There will be... They do break it down guards. So the fact that Kawhi is coming back won't be a challenge to Ja, right? That won't bump... Go ahead.
No, it won't. But it's not some given that right. John Morant's going to be on the All NBA team next year. That is not a thing you should ever take for granted.
Right. So if he doesn't get it next year, but gets it the next year, does it then kick in then? And I'm sorry if you don't. I haven't prepared you for that. I was asking you these things. I'm just assuming you know because you're big. Brain.
I don't believe so. I think it's the year before. You know, a new contract kicks in. And so I don't think it's retroactive after that. Like Karl-Anthony Towns is eligible for a contract extension this summer. And because he made third team, he is eligible for a Supermax extension. If he was in the middle of a contract that he had signed 2 years ago, him making all NBA would not change his contract, I don't believe.
It is an interesting thing because I'm sure the Grizzlies want Ja to be magnificent and healthy next year. And if he is magnificent and healthy, he will be all NBA in 1, 2, 3 of the teams, right? I think that's clear. I know it's not a given, but if he's as good or better than he is this year, continues to progress and is healthy all year, he's going to be on first, second, or third team, and the Grizzlies would want that, presumably, right? But at some level, they also don't want him to get this because it's not that they don't want to give him the money; it's that that is money that you therefore it makes it harder to build around him.
Ja Morant could be one of the six best guards in the NBA and somehow not make the All NBA team. I suspect the Grizzlies would quietly approve of that. Yeah.
All right. Dallas won last night. Not particularly interesting fashion, except for the rain drizzling down from the roof and the dude with the umbrella, and they're trying to spackle the thing together. That was mildly entertaining. It wasn't a particularly competitive game, although Golden State made a little bit of a run with their young the kids in. At what point, it's never been done in the NBA that someone has come back from 3-0. At what point will you think, oh, Dallas might do this. Maybe this is possible. They got to win the next one.
I mean, this Warriors team has experience losing a 3-1 lead,
right.
but I don't think that's going to happen in this series. This Dallas team is just not good enough. This is not.
If they can win the next, if they can win the next game, won't you be re-engaged in Game 6? That'll be the equivalent of the Grizzlies game. So, Grizzlies were maybe a better match. Yes, but then I'll be yes, yeah.
No, if they win two in a row, suddenly that becomes it looks less fluky, and it looks like is there something structural there that is changing in the series, and that is certainly possible. I think that was extremely possible in the Grizzlies series,
right?
Because there was something structural that started to change with Steven Adams' return, and it just didn't, you know. We all watched it, but it petered out when they had a lead in Game 4, I guess, and then Adams got banged up in Game 7. It just didn't, you know, it didn't come through. But there was something structural that felt like it could change in that series. Last night did not feel to me like anything structural was changing in the series.
Right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
We will talk to you again tomorrow. That's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.